In this episode, we are talking about ways that a VA can help with your podcast tasks. We run through a list of support services that you can outsource to make your podcasting journey easier. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another show. Thank you so much for tuning in again for another week. I'm your host, Lyndall Harris, and my business is Podcast VA, where we help podcasters by offering a variety of support services and training. Now, in today's show, I'm going to run through some tasks that you can outsource to either a VA or anybody who offers podcasting support services, just to help you lighten the load and make that journey easier for yourself. Yes, my business is Podcast VA, and I have been a VA, being a virtual assistant, for 9 years now, so I am totally biased to outsourcing. But this episode is not about just telling you what we do. In fact, we don't do quite a number of the tasks on this list, but I wanted to give you a list of things that you can be getting help with. So if you have a podcast, you know that after you get through the initial launch and everything, that podcasting is actually not all that hard, but there are a lot of tasks to do. So in this episode, hopefully I can give you some ideas of things that you can get help with, as I say, either from a VA or from somebody who offers podcast support services, just to lighten the load a little bit if you're feeling like you're getting really dragged down with all of the podcast tasks that you need to undertake. There are so many benefits to outsourcing, and whilst we're not going to run through them all in this episode, just to touch on a couple of them for you. The biggest one for me is the reduction in your stress levels is huge, but also the fact that you can gain back time. It's often a cost efficiency if you know what your hourly rate is and what you're paying somebody to do the task. Increased efficiency, and of course, there is then the fact that you get to focus and concentrate on the content of your podcast instead of all the technical steps that need to happen for it to go live. As you'll discover, there are lots of different tasks that you can get a VA or anybody who does podcast production support services to help you with. Now, I'm going to break the episode a little bit into the launch process and then into the ongoing maintenance of your podcast, because I'm going to refer back to the 5-step process that we talked about in episode 3. To get started, though, I think it is really wise to get some help with the podcast launch if you aren't doing training or if you haven't got the resource or a checklist or something like that to work through yourself. The reason I think that this is a smart part of the process to outsource is because a lot of the tasks only need to be done once, and it's something that you don't really need to know how to do. So if you're trying to free up some time so that you can get the episodes recorded and think about the content, then outsourcing some of those launch tasks, such as your cover art, creating your intro and outro, setting up the hosting account, and submitting it to the various directories. They're all tasks that only ever need to be done once. So it's going to take you time to learn how to do them or understand how to do them as well as actually doing them. So it can be a really wise part of that process to outsource the launch, even if you're then going to go on and self-manage the rest of the show. Another advantage by outsourcing the launch is that you will know that it is all set up properly, ready for you to launch your show to the world. Now, back in episode 3, I actually did an episode about the 5-step podcast process that I talk about. A lot of people have 6 steps or they have 3 steps, but for me, I usually run it through a 5-step workflow. And what I'm going to do is break down those workflows again, or those steps, and then talk about what you can be outsourcing within each of those steps. So firstly, let me recap the 5 steps of the podcast workflow. Step 1 is the pre-production. Step 2 is production. Step 3 is post-production. Step 4 is publishing. And step 5 is promotion. Now, in step one, in the pre-production phase, this is certainly somewhere you can outsource some of these tasks because we're looking at researching topics, researching guests, booking the guests in, compiling the guest information. So getting the bios and the headshots and the social links and things like that you want to include into the show notes, and also sending the guests any information about your podcast. Now, I've talked about the fact that you can automate a lot of that guest booking process, but again, it is something that you can get a VA to help you set up and also manage. In step two, which is the production phase, there's probably not a lot that you can outsource at this stage because you're probably going to be recording all of this yourself, but I suppose you could be outsourcing the voiceover element of it. Most podcasters I know are recording it themselves, so the production phase, not so easy to outsource the tasks. In step three, the post-production, you can outsource the editing and you can look at whether it's a VA, an audio editor, an audio engineer. There's a whole lot of different people that you can be asking for help with the editing side of things. The show notes, someone to write those show notes for you can really take a load off if you don't like writing. So writing those show notes can be a good thing to get some assistance with. Getting the transcription done, and something that you might work hand in hand there is getting the transcription done and writing the show notes. And also organizing some graphics. In step four, which is publishing, you can get someone to help you with the uploading of your episodes to your podcast host, as well as your website. And step five, which is all about the promotion, this is really where you can get quite a lot of assistance as well. You can get somebody creating audiograms for you, creating the social graphics for you to use, sharing it on all of the social platforms, going into a programming and scheduling it to release again in a couple of weeks, again in a couple of months' time, writing blog posts for you, doing hashtag research. There's a whole lot of things that you can be getting help with in this promotion stage. So it's a short and quick episode this week. That is a fairly comprehensive list of the types of tasks that you can outsource though, and just make it all a little bit easier for yourself. As I've mentioned, we don't do all of these at Podcast VA, but if you do want some help with finding people, I can definitely point you in the right direction because I have been quite active in the Australian VA industry for 9 years since I started, and I can certainly help you find somebody to assist you with some of these tasks. You can find the show notes for this episode and all the other episodes on my website at podcastva.com and by clicking on the podcast link in the navigation bar. I've been receiving some great reviews, and if you've listened before, you know that I like to share those and give a shout out to the people who do leave them there for me. Sometimes the names are a little obscure, so I can't name you in person, but this week's is from Ludi Tunes. She says, or he says, it's so easy to understand and follow. Great tips of what to do and what not to do for those getting started. Just what I needed. I love that feedback and thank you so much. I would also love it if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, jump over into your podcatcher and subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. The other thing I would like to mention is that I have a really active and engaged Facebook group called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. There's about 1,300 members in there now, and it's such a great engaged community that I would love for you to come on over and join. It's for people who are thinking about launching a podcast right through to seasoned podcasters who have multiple shows. So please come on over and join the conversation there. I look forward to chatting to you again next week. Until then, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.